I would like to thank my original teacher and teacher of my heart, Jana Draca, her teacher, Zenke Blanche Hartman, my current teacher, Doug Jacobson, my teacher friend, Joe Hall, and all the ancestors in my lineage. It should be noted up front that rite is just one translation of a Pali word describing an idea. I prefer the term beneficial and have also heard correct, true, and proper, but will stick with right for this discussion so as not to insert further confusion. Here is the Eightfold Path as I understand it and find with an internet search. Right understanding. Right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. Because there are so many faults and translations of ideas, I am just going to look at one, right thought. Right thought encourages the practitioner to avoid harmful thoughts, which I feel is near impossible. But as with all things in Buddhism, there is a path to success. I don't actually believe in the complete avoidance of negative thoughts, but I just practice reframing unproductive thoughts. For example, instead of thinking, I am not going to be able to remember 8 new ways of living, I reframe into, what if I look at one fold and really understand it? Then apply it to the other folds. After reframing thoughts a few times in different contexts, it becomes my first thought. It helps me to remember the folds with an extra categorization of the 8 folds into 3 areas of focus: wisdom, activities, and intent. The category of wisdom to expand understanding and thought. The category of activities to remember speech, action, livelihood, and effort. And the category of intent to remember mindfulness and concentration. The Eightfold Path is incredibly complex and so is not easily summarized. I encourage you to read further, find different translations, and piece together your own understanding of what the Eightfold Path means to you. This talk is the original written words in the generated AI voice of one that has been called a bodhisattva and has taken the bodhisattva vows. I hope that I have seen you as a being. I hope that I have helped dissolve delusion with these diluted words. I hope that I have opened new learning gates for you. To me, the Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I hope you become what you find unsurpassable.